So Luke chapter 2, I'm going to start in 25. I'm going to tell you a story a bit before we get into it. So Jesus has been born, and then it's day 8 in the Jewish custom. They go to the temple for baby Jesus to be circumcised, okay? So Mary and Joseph are heading to the temple, ready, because they would set apart their firstborn son. They're setting him apart unto the Lord. Of course, he's already been set apart. So that's the context of the story we're in, all right? So they're heading towards the temple. They're going to dedicate. They're going to perform the circumcision in the temple. Now, listen to this. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Ha ha. Okay, verse 25. As they came to the temple to fulfill this requirement, an elderly man was there waiting. Okay, there was an elderly man there waiting. Now, if you think about this, it's their practice in their culture. So there's babies born every day, all the time. There's lots of them. So every 8 days, when they're 8 days old, they're all going to the temple to be circumcised, to have this done. So to me, it would be a common occurrence to see a couple come with their little brand new newborn baby to the temple. It says, as they came to the temple, an elderly man was there waiting. You'd think he'd get a little tired of seeing, you know, these babies coming every day, and not just one a day. There's probably a lot of them coming in every day, right? Luke chapter 2, 25, in the Passion, in case you're completely lost. Am I reading right? As they came to the temple to fulfill this requirement, an elderly man was there waiting, a resident of Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. I might just read and then we can talk. He was a very good man, a lover of God, who kept himself pure, and the spirit of holiness rested upon him. Simeon believed in the imminent appearing of the one called the refreshing of Israel. For the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the anointed one of God. For this reason, the Holy Spirit had moved him to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered to fulfill the requirement of the sacrifice. Simeon cradled the baby in his arms and praised God and prophesied. Okay, we need to make it so you can see it. Can you see it? I don't think you can see it yet. Okay, so every day there's couples coming with their babies. They probably sort of look like they were dressed in the same. You know, it's in the culture. They would have been wearing similar sort of clothes, maybe a bit different. There's couples coming with babies day in, day out to circumcise their baby. There's something specific in this story. Simeon, who means he who hears. So Simeon is someone who hears. So Simeon is an elderly man who was there waiting. He's waiting for something. He's like waiting, like he's at the front door and he's like, he's looking earnestly. He's like, I wonder how long he was waiting. Because there's other couples coming, he's like, no, not waiting for them, not waiting for them, not waiting for them. There was an expectation in his spirit. He knew the word of the Lord. He knew the prophecies. He knew Isaiah. He knew what Isaiah had spoken all about Jesus' birth. He knew the whole thing. He had it in his spirit. He lived it. He breathed it, and he was waiting for the fullness of the spoken word. He was waiting for the Messiah, and he was looking out. His eyes were open. Simeon, someone who hears, his ears were open to the Spirit. His eyes were open to the Spirit. He knew that this Christ child would be a child, would be coming to the temple. So what did he do? He positioned himself. He positioned himself at the temple. He was waiting. It says he was a very good man. He was a lover of God who kept himself pure, and the Spirit of holiness rested upon him. Oh my goodness. Is that like my verse? Boom. He kept himself pure, and the Spirit of holiness rested upon him. The Lord, the Lord is stirring the hearts of the bride, because some of us have become wearied with the prophecies, with the words. We heard them. I mean, there's the prophecies and the words in the Bible, but then you've had prophecies, you've had words on your life maybe years ago, and you become weary in the waiting. You become tired, and it's like not seeing. But Simeon knew that the word of the Lord was life. Simeon knew that this baby was the word, that this baby was the fulfillment of the word. And he expectantly, with everything within him, was at that door, and he was waiting. Now, he must have had a really discerning prophetic spirit upon him to see them coming up. This is the one. Like, day in, day out, there's couples with babies. They're not announcing. Mary and Joseph, the wise men, hadn't arrived yet. They weren't endowed with all the gifts yet, you know, to dress maybe a bit nicer. They just look plain. They just look normal. But they came with this baby, and Simeon discerned in his spirit. It says, Simeon believed in the imminent appearing of the one called the refreshing of Israel. Simeon believed, he laid hold of within his spirit, everything within him, of the imminent appearing, the very close, about to happen, that the Son of God was about to. How long? He'd heard the prophecies. He knew the prophecies. How long was he waiting for this? It says he believed it was imminent. It was very close. Despite how long he'd been waiting, he believed it was very close. It was right there. And he positioned, he was not going to miss out. He was not going to miss this. The one called the refreshing of Israel. The Message translation says he lived in prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. He took it in his spirit. He lived it. He breathed it. He waited. His eyes were turned to the one thing. He knew what he was waiting for. Ha. And then, so, as he could hear in the spirit, he was discerning. It says, for the Holy Spirit revealed to him. Isn't that a little bit before the Holy Spirit was released in Acts? The Holy Spirit revealed to him. He was engaged. His heart was set upon the Lord, such that the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, before he saw life. He would see life. He would see life. And he held on to that. He says he was an elderly man. He held on. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what anyone says. I'm not done. I am going to see the word manifested. I am going to see life. I would take that. I am not going to die, because the Holy Spirit has promised me that I'm going to see manifested the very word of God in this place, in our nation. And then it says, for this reason, okay, for this reason, the Holy Spirit moved him. Remember, Simeon's one who hears. He heard the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit moved him to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered. He listened and he's like, oh, we're moving in the spirit. And he gets there at the moment they enter and he knows. He has the prophecies. He has the word of God in his spirit, such that when the word appeared before him, he knew it. He could recognize the word Jesus manifested because the prophecies were undone in his spirit. He'd prayed, he contended, he'd lived for them. He'd had his eyes open to see, to hear, to wait. And when the word of God came through the door, when Jesus, the manifest word of God, presented before him, it connected with the Spirit of God within him. And he said, this is what I've been waiting for. This is the one. This is the one. This. And there's so much in Isaiah that connects into this, which is way too big for right now. And he got baby Jesus in his arms. Could you imagine Mary and Joseph coming in and like, this old man's like, woo! Like, he's just undone. He's overwhelmed. He takes the baby. He holds him. Can you imagine Simeon? I don't think he would have been like, nice baby, nice baby. I think he would be like, let me hold this baby. And he just wouldn't let go. And he's like, this is what I waited for. This is the answer. This is what I waited for. And he cannot help it. He begins to prophesy. It begins to come out of him. He's held prophecies in his spirit. He knows the scripture. He knows the word of God. And it begins to come out. And he says, Lord and Master, I am your loving servant. And now I can die content. Because I'm not going to really die. Now I'm going into life. I mean, the life has come to me. And he says, for your promise to me has been fulfilled. With my own eyes, I have seen your word. I've seen the manifestation. I've seen Jesus, the manifestation of your word. Simeon is one who hears. And he says, with my eyes, I have seen your word manifested right before me. He keeps prophesying. The Savior you sent into the world, he'll be glory for your people Israel and the revelation light for all people everywhere. Mary and Joseph, understandably, stood there, awestruck. Oh, what has... Now, remember, Mary and Joseph, more than anyone, know the Immaculate Conception of Jesus. They know the words. They know. But they're just coming in for this circumcision. They come in, and Simeon just is probably weeping. He's overwhelmed, and he's just prophesying of Jesus. And they're just like, whoa, it's just hits them afresh, this child that they have carried. Huh. And Simeon continues, and he prophesies over Mary. And says, a painful sword will one day pierce your inner being, for your child will be rejected by many in Israel, and the destiny of your child is this. He will be laid down as a miracle sign for the downfall and resurrection of many in Israel. Many will oppose this sign, but it will expose to all the innermost thoughts of their hearts before God. So that's the prophecy. We're not dwelling on the prophecy right now. I want to get to another person here. So Simeon's there, he's prophesying. He has waited. He has held in his spirit these words of the Lord. He has positioned himself. And because he's become so one with the word of God, when the word of God manifested, he knew. When the Holy Spirit positioned him, then, listen to this. I love it. We're up to 36. A prophetess named Anna, which means grace, was also in the temple court that day. How about that? How can you just be in the temple court that day? She was from the Jewish tribe of Asher, which means blessed, and the daughter of Peniel, which means the face of God. She comes from a blessed tribe, seeing the face of God and grace rested upon her. This is very interesting. Anna was an aged widow who had been married only 7 years before her husband passed away. after he died, she chose to worship God in the temple continually. She was married for 7 years. What's a good sign of seven? Completion. Sometimes we feel like things that fall away from us bring great grief and distress and trauma, and we never move past that moment. Anna was a prophetess, a woman of God. Her husband died after 7 years. That moment, that season in her life was complete, and she chose not to hang on to the grief, not to hang on to the death, but she chose to worship God in the temple continually. Can't get over this next bit. For the past 84 years. Hallelujah. I think I've been serving the Lord like actively, continually for 22 years. 84? I mean, she chose. She's like, what is one of the worst things that could happen? Her husband died. We don't know. I don't know if she had children or not. But she would have been very young. She was married. Only 7 years. And she could have been dressed as a widow. Maybe some redeemer would take her and look after her. And she was like, oh, no, no, no. This is not where my life ends. This is not the end of who I am. This is not the end of the calling of God on my life. And she chose 84 years. She'd been serving God. Get this bit. This will get you. With day and night prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. No wonder she's still alive. She's like so connected. So, let's say in the Jewish culture, if she was married around the age of 15-ish, and then she was married for 7 years, and now she's been serving for 84 years, we're looking at least 106 years old. And she's not coming by ambulance. She is serving with prayer and fasting day and night. There's something in this grandma, this prophetess, this one that walks in grace. She took something in her spirit. She's like, despite everything, I am going to lay hold. I'm not going to let my life diminish, fall away. This might have happened, but the Lord is releasing upon her. So that's her, prophetess named Anna. While Simeon was prophesying over Mary and Joseph and the baby, remember Simeon's there is weeping. It's just, you can't help but prophesy. It's just pouring out of him. Anna walked up to them and she couldn't help it either. She burst forth with a great chorus of praise to God. She'd been serving 84 years, day in, day out, night, prayer, fasting. She knew the word of God. She lived it. She breathed it. It oozed out of her like Simeon. She would have seen them come all the time with their babies, but she saw Simeon with this baby and she knew, this is what I've been waiting for. This is it. This is it. The prophecy within her spirit, the life flow that she had held on to with everything within her connected when Jesus, the Word of God, became manifest right before her, and she couldn't help it. It began to ooze out of her. She burst forth with a great chorus of praise to God for the child. And from that day forward, she told everyone in Jerusalem who was waiting for their redemption that the anticipated Messiah had come. She was an old granny that then couldn't keep her hands off anyone. She's like, You've been waiting for your moment of breakthrough. You've been waiting for your healing. You've been waiting for your deliverance. He's here. He's here. He's here. Now, can you imagine? Jesus is 8 days old. We don't get in Luke, the next part talks about when Jesus is 12. And she's like, he's here. Your moment has arrived. It's arrived. He's here. He's alive. He's right amongst us. People will be like, what? There's a baby. She knew the word of God in her spirit. And she knew what God had spoken. Despite it being in the infant form. Because in the seed form, remember talking about seeds? Because verse 40 says, the child grew more powerful in grace, for he was being filled with wisdom and the favor of God was upon him. He grew from that seed, from who he was as a baby, he grew. But Anna was like, don't you mind that growing? Don't you mind that we've been waiting? I've been waiting 84 years. Do you not know that your answer is here? Your answer is right before you. It might not look like what you think, it might not look like what you expect. And she's like, I tell you, I know with every ounce within me, your deliverer has arrived. And as I began to read this, I heard the cry of the Holy Spirit saying, where are my Simeons and where are my Annas in the temple that know the word of the Lord, that have the prophecies and the words within their spirit? They've eaten it up. They've prayed it. They declared it. And when the season of the Lord moves, that which is in their spirit connects instantly. How many other prophets were in the temple? How many other priests, ministers of the Lord, did not connect with Jesus coming in, did not see, did not hear like Simeon, did not perceive what had walked through the door? And the Lord's saying, where are my Simeons? Where are my Annas that can perceive the moment and the timing of the Lord, the seasons and the times, like the men of Issachar that knew the seasons of the time, that perceived, that heard, that acted upon the moment that the Lord is releasing amongst us and is calling us to cultivate that place in our hearts. 84 years, she supersedes us all. It doesn't matter how long you've waited, you've longed. The promise came because the word of the Lord is yes, it is amen. He is faithful, he is true. And I believe with everything within me, we are in such a moment when the grace of the Lord, when the freedom, Anna said, she told everyone who was waiting for their redemption, everyone who was waiting for their deliverance, everyone was waiting for their day, that their day had come. And I tell you, I believe like Anna, the day of the Lord, this is the moment, this is the season, this is the day we are living in, that we need to so see, we need to so hear like Simeon, we need to lay a hold of, despite what may look like in infancy form, we need to lay hold and say amen. We need to say yes. We need to let our spirit connect with the word of God. Despite, you know what was one of the most saddest, gut-wrenching things is being in Israel where there's so many Jewish people that still don't have the revelation that Jesus came, died for the sins and set them free. It is gut-wrenching. It's like he came. He came for you. But Simeon and Anna were in that same position. But they saw and they heard. You see, today, the Holy Spirit is moving like never before. We are on the very moment and brink of such an outbreak in this nation, in this land, that will completely blow your mind, because it won't be what you're expecting. It will completely like, what? But if you were in line with the prophecy, if you're in line with the heart of God, if you've got the word of God in your spirit, despite what it looks like, you will connect. Simeon and Anna did not connect because they saw a baby coming through the door. There's so many babies. How would you even know? They connected with what the Spirit of God. Simeon was positioned by the Holy Spirit. Anna chose to put herself in there. Anna chose to position herself for 84 years. She chose, her husband died. She chose to say, okay, Father, that is completed. But now I'm going to step into your purposes in my life. I'm going to contend continually, day and night. I'm going to pour out my heart. I'm going to engage with you. And I'm not stopping till I see it. Simeon's like, I am not holding back. I wouldn't have been surprised if Simeon died a lot earlier had he just gone to his house and just let go of things. But he contended, I am not going to stop. I am not going to die until I see the fullness of the hand of the Lord in my life. Holy Spirit is beckoning our hearts. He's drawing our hearts. And a good picture there with Simeon. How do you position your heart? How do you set your heart on the things of the Lord? Some of us is like I can hear saying, I've held on to those words. I've held them. Simeon positioned his heart. He was a very good man, a lover of God, a lover. A lover is consistent. A lover pours out. A lover is focused upon. His heart was for the Lord. His heart was for everything of the Lord. He kept himself pure, and the spirit of holiness rested upon him. That is a huge key there. If we can choose in our heart, say, Holy Spirit, I know in this time and in this season, there's so much going on out there in the world. There's so much triggering our minds, our thoughts, our frustrations, so many pressures. But Father, I choose to respond like Simeon and Anna, and I choose to position myself. I choose to position my heart to hear and to see what the Spirit is saying. Father, let your spirit of holiness, let the spirit of purity and repentance overtake my heart. Let it overtake my mind. Let it overtake my thoughts, my actions, my behaviors. Like that song we were saying, a set of fire in my spirit. Let my spirit become aligned. If we can say, Father, bring an alignment in my heart. It sounds hard sometimes. It sounds too much. But the more you engage and the more you respond, the more you don't want anything else. I mean, yeah, 84 years for Anna. She didn't want anything else. That was her one thing. Can you just feel that? It's more than excitement. Can you just feel that explosion in her spirit, in Simeon's spirit, when Jesus was there? They wouldn't be able to hold back. Wouldn't be surprised if Simeon just went to heaven like in glory because he was just so full of what the Lord had done for him, of what he had seen. The Lord is saying, where are my Simeons? Where are my Annas? Because this is the moment the Lord is releasing. And when you've been in church for a long time, many years, your whole life you served or you've given unto the Lord. And it can be easy to become weary. It can be easy when we're constantly preaching fire, fire. And you're like, I've responded. I've given to the fire. I've given my heart. I've done everything. It's like, it's just constantly like more, more, more. Well, the Holy Spirit is so excited for you. Jesus, your beloved, I think I said Friday night, I just saw the Father with such excitement for his children. He couldn't contain it. He couldn't contain it. And he was just like, oh, I wish my children could feel part of this excitement that I've got. That despite what you're feeling, despite what you're seeing, he is moving. And he's going to continue to move till Papa keeps saying, stay so close. What the Lord is doing is accelerating so fast. If you don't stay close, you're going to feel like you're literally tipped over because it's just going to sweep through like a mighty wind, bringing freedom, bringing healing, bringing deliverance. And you want to reach in with everything you want. You want to hold on to it. You want to grab it for your families. You don't want to let offense, we always talk about offense, you don't want to let offense steal from you what the Lord is doing in this time. Offense is the biggest thief that the enemy will use in your heart, because offense comes so easily. It's something we kind of accept, oh, I'll just be offended. You get so offended in church, you get so offended in family. Don't listen to those lies. Don't allow it to embed roots of bitterness and frustration in your spirit, because it will blind you from seeing the moment. Anna and Simeon saw and heard and responded in their spirit. Don't allow offense, bitterness, anger. It doesn't matter what the person's done. Don't allow it to blind you from your moment of visitation. Can we stand? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to respond in your spirit. Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We want to say thank you for all the words of the generations. We want to thank you for your word, the Bible, with all your promises that are faithful and true to us today. We want to thank you for all the prophetic words you've released over us, you've spoken over us over the years. And where our hearts have been grown weary, where our hearts have been grown tired, maybe even where our hearts have begun to doubt or wonder, is this even true? Is this even possible? Holy Spirit, we ask for forgiveness. Begin whatever it is in your heart. You've got to respond yourself. Ask forgiveness if you've doubted. Ask forgiveness if you just become weary. If you've allowed offense into your spirit to blind your heart, begin to ask for forgiveness. If you've allowed judgments or bitterness in your spirit to blind you day in, day out. Some of you have served the Lord faithfully for many, many, many years, and yet you feel hurt, you feel betrayed, you feel not seen. Just begin to allow that to come out, because the Father wants to unblock our eyes. He wants to unblock our ears, so that we can contend, so that we can connect with what He is doing, so that we can receive, so we can see the moments of our visitation, so that we can lay hold of those moments. Begin to respond in your spirit. Begin to respond in your spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, ask that you would awaken.
I just wanted to share, to really take hold of this message and the significance of it. Just recently, I couldn't tell you what day it was, but I haven't read much of my Bible lately, but the bit that I read was that verse, that section. That's the only bit I can remember reading in the last week. And Simeon and Anna both leapt out at me, and the 84 years leapt out at me. And I can... just as you were sharing the message, I was like, oh yeah, that's what God was saying. And the weariness is something that I can tell you that I've really battled this week in particular, the weariness. So I just wanted to say, like, take hold of the message. And just as Anna was confirming what Simeon was saying, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying at this time, right now. So open your ears and listen and take hold of it and respond.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just say yes, Holy Spirit. We just say yes, Holy Spirit. Father, we just respond with everything that's within us. Father, we choose to be Simeons and Annas in the house of the Lord. It's your choice. It's got to be something you choose, that you want, that you want. The Father wants to say, despite the years, despite what you've carried, despite what's been before you, the Father is saying, don't miss your moment. Father, open our eyes, open our ears, our eyes and the ears of our understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be a stir stirring. Let there be a fanning of the flames. Let there be a hunger that rises in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just begin to pray in tongues. Just let your spirit yearn.